Blog Talk Radio.
On the corner, grinding a packet. I'm a rider, at this rhyme, I'm palming a ratchet. And you can find me in traffic, I'm in the street. 10 years ago, I was moving like 10 a week. You just a family man, trying to settle down. You on parole, so you scared to hold the metal now. You moved away from the hood, I'm in the ghetto now. Yeah, I grip pipes, I just like how the metal sound. I got the metal now, nigga, I ain't never scared. How the fuck you run Philly and you ain't never there? And I ain't never feared nothing but God. You went to jail, came home and ain't do nothing but hide. Well, fuck it, I'ma ride. I might start sparking the H. I send rap cats to guard like Mason. Like the car accident, I'll put another scar on your face. But when the five clap, you ain't gonna survive that. The record, I'm a hustler, is stupid. Cause Jay made more off the record than you did. The Swiss made more off the record than you did. So you did something for nothing, you doofus. I'm too sick for any nigga with two lips and one tongue in his mouth. I talk too slick. You only got a few hits and a couple fans. And I could probably get you body for a couple grand. I caught a murder attempt, I had a couple man. But I could knuckle man and knock you out with a couple hands. A bar spit raw like a couple grand. You the hustler, but I show you how to hustle, man.
No, I ain't got it. Damn, get the fuck out of here. That shit was weak, man.
Oh, weak, nigga. You don't know nothing, man. This is real bars over here. Nigga, I'll put more than a stack on
it.
Oh, man. Look, man. Look in my wallet, man. I got all kinds of money.
You ain't got shit.
Oh, man. Whatever, man.
Nigga, you ain't got shit. Nigga, the hustler's home, man. You like a shout-out boy and your asshole, nigga.
Look, I'ma get his guy in the claw. But it's a lot of lies and a lot of his bars. Cause I'm a hustler, I sold pies of the raw. Plus, the hustler gon' ride if it's war. But you the type of boy that'll hide if it's war. You the type boy that never come outside if it's war. So, you a nut to me, you know you can't fuck with me in bars. You was locked up on protective custody. You like my son, but I don't want custody. You a mutt to me, I'm a pit, and you a pup to me. You in the street cause you beat the case luckily. But you ain't tough as me, I'll burn you like a Dutch or tree.
Yeah, 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 nigga, I won't swoop on it, nigga. Nigga, I got too many punchlines. But nigga, I would've destroyed the problem on the last album. Nigga, you finished, nigga? You can't say that, nigga?
Look, listen, the problem wasn't even a challenge. Look, I'm talking about bars here.
Nigga,
this man is a thinker,
nigga.
He's a father, he's got it together, nigga. I'm telling
you. You a snitch, you a rat, you a sing, you a hold the note. I sold a coke and smoke weed till I'm comatose. I live by the rules, I was schooled by the older folks. I was showed the ropes by the cats that was holding toast. Lord knows, even goons get the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I believe in Christ, but I still squeeze a pipe. And I don't even need to write or switch the flow. You niggas know I ain't murder Fluke or Sissy Roe. I'm way sicker, yo, so whoever's supposed to be nice gets two choices, the toast or the knife. And if you think you a hustler, then you the one smoking the pipe. Cause you ain't never sold no coke in your life, trust me. You must be giving money your way if you got 20 strips all doing 20 a day. Cause you ain't worth shit. You ain't gold on your first disc. And I'm a hustler, so less than your first shit. Nigga,
nigga, what?
Get the fuck
nigga,
out of here, nigga.
I'm telling you.
Nigga, you ain't telling me shit.
Ever heard
nigga,
in your life,
nigga,
nigga,
get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Whatever, man.
That nigga ain't winning shit.
I'm telling you, man, we just gotta wait on the goddamn announcer. Where this motherfucker at?
Champion is Bars! champion, the hustler.
Listen, man, I ain't no former
hustler.
Champion. I'm still a champion.
How do you feel right now?
What you mean, how do I feel, man? I feel real crazy right now, and they robbed the shit out of me. I ain't never lost a battle in my life, man. And they gonna say this kid Bars beat me? Come on, man, I want a fucking rematch.
And now the new champion, Bars. How do you feel right now?
You already know, man. I'm in the best shape of my life. I feel better than I ever felt, man. I already knew I was going to lean on that kid, the hustler, man. I've been through too many trials and tribulations. The Lord let me take a couple steps back. They let me take a lot of steps forward. So you know this my kid, man. And
thing.
I got a story to tell, man.
This was the greatest and the most wonderful battle of all time.
Appreciate it, man.
Please, put your hands together.
I told you that boy was going away.
I believe that's it. Oh, man, this is cheap ass Sprint phone. You put it on speakerphone and break in and out. Anyway, you're on the mic with your boy JJ. And your girl, La Cubanita. Cuba?
Yeah, sorry, my phone was still muted.
Sorry. So what's up, how you doing?
Good, chilling. Kids being a pain in the ass.
Oh, that's how kids are.
Yeah.
What'd you
bet you wouldn't know you were one too.
What happened?
I said, I bet you wouldn't know you'd want to.
I was one too?
You are one too.
Oh, a kid?
Yeah, big kid.
Yeah, consider you being the fact that, you know, you're 55 in the face.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah, well, grow one. Maybe I will.
Listen, I got plenty of you to kiss.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Just so you got a lot of, you know. See, I was going to say something, but you're a female, and you'd have took it to heart.
Mm.
See, I was going to say you have plenty of stomach to kiss,
but
you probably would have took that to heart.
Yeah, I would have kicked you in your stomach.
So you'd have to be here in order to kick me in the stomach.
Yeah, well, I can get there real quick. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you're in that little Toyota Honda.
Negative, it's a Honda Civic.
Oh, yeah.
Toyota Honda. Look how you sound. You don't even know your car. Toyota Honda. Let me guess. You have a Mitsubishi Lexus.
Damn right.
Yeah,
and I got a Mitsubishi Gallant. They only made one for me.
Mhm.
That's right.
Is it pink?
Huh?
Is it pink for the bitch in you?
Ooh. That's cute. Did you write that one? Yeah.
You're the cat.
I'm a gaff.
Yeah, you're the
gaff. Yeah, I'm the gaff. The rest of the crew, I don't know where they're at. Last I checked, 6'4 is mad at me.
6'4 is mad at you?
Yeah.
See, let me tell you something. I was mad at you too, but I forgive and forget, so.
Yeah, what made you forget? What made you forget?
What made me forgive? What made me forget?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Ezzy confirmed that I wasn't the only one left out because I thought, you know, I was catching feelings. I was like, damn, that's fucked up. You was dissing me. You and the fellas out chilling. You're not leaving me out. But, you know, you dissed everybody. Fuck, it's all good.
Oh, yeah, that's what changed your mind?
Yeah, that's what changed
nothing
my mind.
Nothing else. All right, no doubt. That's what's up.
Yeah, that is what's up.
It sounds like your doors is calling you.
How would you know?
I can hear it from the phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Did they finish watching SpongeBob?
I did.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. So when you're having a couple of your own little Rugrats, CJ?
I don't know. For some reason, I have a taste of pizza.
You have what?
I have a taste of pizza.
You have a funny. My kids are eating pizza.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They have sauce all over their face.
Mm-hmm. Just like their mother. Like to get down and dirty.
Oh, I wish I could see your face right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, if you put that broke-ass webcam on, and but then again, your webcam is slow as hell.
No, your webcam is slow as hell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You got the Looney Tune webcam.
So, welcome to the Technical Difficulty Show, the TD show. It's a special Saturdays, a.k.a. Double S Day, part two. Part one was actually a little 15-minute segment just giving y'all a preview of, you know, what goes on, what music we play, what we play on the air. But this is now part two. So, you know, let's get it cracking. Oh, for some reason I have an echo on my phone. Do you hear the echo?
echo. Welcome to the TD show.
Look, man, we're going to get situated. Now, we don't just play. We don't just talk shit. We don't just play hip hop.
Oh, yeah.
We talk a lot of it, but we don't just play hip hop, you know, and reggae and R&B. We also like to hold it down for the Spanish crew, being the fact that we have the spit that's working with us.
So what, we're going to listen to some salsa?
No.
You're going to listen to ding, ding, ding. What is it? What was it? Yeah, what was that comedy thing? I can't think of the name of that song. You know what I'm talking about, Jay?
I don't know. You're talking about a comedian?
What was it? Come on, man. If you say
Papa it. Pinza,
no.
What was he saying?
Yo, well, if you could just remember what he was saying, I know I could fucking pick the name of the song. It's just I can't think of it right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, what was it?
Bim Babessa. Oh, Bim. Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, man. You know, you're going to make me go you're going to make me go on the website looking for this.
Damn, what was it? That shit was, Abusadora. Abusadora.
Yeah.
¿Qué hiciste? Abusadora. ¿Qué hiciste?
Oh, Vincente. 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 Abusadora.
Let me see you say it again.
Vincente. 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 Oh, man. Vincente. Yeah, we're going to get our little Vincente Bay on. We're going to play some Dan Armal.
By the way, folks, that's Casey thing. Abusadora.
Abusadora. Vincente.
Translation. ¿Qué hiciste?
Abusadora. Abusadora. Dan Armal. Cada noche.
Oh, that's one of my favorite songs.
The Lock on a TV show. Cada noche.
Por eso te llaman el que habla con las manos, el que todo lo pega. Sorprendente, pero el tiempo no te ha cambiado, sigue siendo el mismo.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That was a little Calla Noche. That was actually going out to this young lady. She's very grown. She's like about 26, 27, living in North Jersey. She goes by the name of Brianna. You know, she's 26 years old. Well, she's really 8, but if you met her, if you just talked to her over the phone, you would think she was 32, to tell you the truth. She's actually on the phone right now. Give a shout out.
I'm not that old.
As you can see, she's not that old. Oh, man. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Did you hear about, what the hell is it? Is it Jessica Simpson? No, Jessica Alba? No, wait. Was it Jessica Alba? I think it's Jessica Alba. She's pregnant. And everyone's so amazed about how beautiful she is, and she's going to mess her body up if she gets pregnant. What's your view on that?
I think it's part of life. I mean, you're beautiful on the if you're beautiful on the inside, you're beautiful on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very selfish of people to say, hey, you know, you're going to mess up your body. Same thing they said about Jennifer Lopez. Oh, why would she have a baby? A baby is a beautiful thing. And, you know, if you go back to the gym, then, hey, you know what? You can work on getting that figure back. And then again, all these people, not for nothing, but I think Demi Moore and all that other stuff, they all have surgery, so they don't have nothing to worry about. I mean, I know plenty of those that they basically have a baby, at the same time they have a tummy tuck, and their stomach is flat as day, like if they never gave birth.
All right, but see...
And yes, I am hating.
There's a little hate on there, but...
Oh, yeah, it took me months.
Let's keep it real. J-Lo is a piece of crap.
She's still beautiful.
Ah.
I personally don't like J-Lo, but you know what? She's a very beautiful woman.
I know she is. I mean, you take that makeup away from her, she's nothing.
No, they have plenty of...
Mary J. I love Mary J to death, but...
She's ugly.
Have you ever seen her without makeup on?
Oh, she's ugly.
She's horrible.
But see, J-Lo doesn't wear a whole lot of makeup
I like my little cat princess better than I like J-Lo's face.
Well, see, I think J-Lo's very pretty. She has a very nice body, so...
Oh, you're looking...
Is she a guy or a woman?
Oh, wow.
Because that sounds like a guy.
Oh, Lord.
No offense, but J-Lo's eyes...
Cooper, is that your daughter?
Yeah, that's my daughter.
Oh, Lord, she's, we need her. She's a hater. we need her on the, she is a hater.
Yeah, she we gets it her. From her mama.
Oh, yeah. She is a true hater. We need her on the show.
Like, me and her will walk up and down, we'll go to the supermarket, and she'll be like, oh, Ma, that lady, she's ugly.
Oh, Lord.
All right, like, you know what's funny? She finds... funny, she once, she relates, have you ever noticed old men, she asked me, why do all old men have big noses and hair in their ears?
Oh, wow. Oh, Lord.
And then when you come to look at it, you know, look at, you know, like the next time you're at work, look at all the old men that pass by, and then see, and then one day you'll realize you might be one of those old men.
First of all, my nose. I don't even have hair on my head. In my ears? No, that's not happening.
No, but I heard after you turned 60, that's what happened.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that, from what you said, your daughter said something about, y'all was in the aisle and.
Mm-hmm.
You said you was just choosing a potato chip aisle, and your daughter came out and said she's too old to eat potato chips.
Yeah.
I was rolling. I never heard anything like that.
She's
like,
too old to
eat. She looked at my mom laughing. She said she's too old. What are you doing in the aisle? You're too old to eat potato chips.
Yeah, I guess she thinks of it as a kid food, you know, junk food, chips and stuff.
Yeah. Why don't you, it seems like your daughter wants to talk.
Yeah, my daughter always wants to talk. Like I said, she gets it from her mama. You can't shut me up, you can't shut her up.
Hey, why don't you put on for a quick second?
Huh? You want to put it, okay, you going to talk to her for a quick second?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm going to put my daughter, the co-host, the little Cubanita. / Puerto Rican. I ain't hanging.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, hi. How you doing?
Good.
How's it hanging in North Jersey?
Good. Not that good, but good.
Why isn't it that good?
Because it always snows and rains.
Yeah,
it is. Summer.
Oh, yeah, summer's the best, actually. But I'm saying, but is it true what your mom said? You're half Cuban and half Puerto Rican?
Yes.
So with that said and done, you're used to a tropical weather. You're used to it being warm and hot. Oh, there goes the other one. There goes the little rascal. Yeah, but, what's going on? Like, why are you such a hater? Is it just cool telling the truth? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't want to be a liar, so just say the truth.
So if somebody, some old lady walked by, and let's say, you know, she was very fat, and she was looking for some of the fattiest food. Like, what's the fattiest food that you would say? Like, what? Chicken, pizza? What's real fatty?
Donuts.
Donuts. If she was in the donut aisle, and she was real fat and disgusting looking, you saw her, you know, eating on a donut already, but digging in for more donuts. And you saw her right then and there. What would you say, Brianna?
You're fat.
Yo! Yo! Okay. Let's say somebody, we saw somebody in the candy aisle. Say we was all walking in the candy aisle, and you saw somebody with no teeth, but they was buying, you know, Jolly Ranchers and whatnot. What would you say?
You have no teeth, so you can't buy these stuff.
That's right. Why would you buy any? It's funny, because that's the stuff I would say. Okay, now what about, last thing. Say somebody walks in a beauty salon, and they're ugly. What would you say to them?
You're ugly, and you're ugly.
Oh, man. No, that was little young La Cubanita holding it down on a true hate hour of the Technical Difficulty TD show. Hey, don't get no better than this. You got JJ, you got Kuba. When 6'4 is here, you got him, SD, and LE. Now you got the younger breed, the next generation of hate. So when you want to get hated on, or you want to roast somebody, or you want to learn how to roast somebody, we can put our young generation, little Kuba, on there, or you can mess with the real a-holes. It's your choice. Anything else you want to say before you go?
The people who are fat, stop eating and lose weight.
Oh, yeah, that's my daughter.
Oh, man. They don't get no better than that. You know what? Being the fact that your daughter is half Cuban and half Puerto Rican, I'm going to have... Oh, man, I heard that. She said, good thing she's not fat. With that said and done, I'm going to play a song, a reggae song, reggaeton song. It's Don Omar featuring Noriega and Fat Joe. Keep it locked on the true hate station TV show.
Yeah, it's not about making a hit. It's about making a class song. In the R.E.
Show some views.
Bailé,
tú sabes. Dímelo, que lo que hay pa' ti no padre. Tengo guagua, economía panameña.
I'm straight.
Is that the registration?
Hell yeah.
Man, got a horn.
Good afternoon, fellas.
How you doing, officer?
All right, how you doing?
We okay.
Hey, look, can I see your license and registration, please?
What do we do, officer?
Yeah, what you do, you done 135 miles an hour for 17 miles. Let me see your license and registration.
All right, is it all right if I get in my pocket and...
Hold up, put your goddamn hands right for
sure.
Hey, look, goddammit, I ain't talking to you. And who's this goddamn goon-ass fella you got in the back seat up there?
He's a friend of ours.
You find something so goddamn funny, don't you?
Fair,
I'm saying, though. Hey, look, Willie, come on up here. Cover these boys. They looking funny. You got any guns or drugs in this car?
No, sir.
You got none of that?
No, sir.
You got to have something in here.
No,
I smell goddamn marijuana
man.
All the way from down there.
Come on, listen, officer, man, listen.
No,
you listen to me.
No,
officer, I'm Black Rob.
Black Rob, how you doing? I'm White Cop. Now get the fuck out.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lordy, 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 Lordy. What's really good? Ah, speaking of the police. That was Black Rob's skit, and that was pretty hilarious. Someone's choking on cat hairs back there. Yeah, that was pretty funny, and it's amazing how the hip-hop cops, the police, tend to harass everybody. Like, it's understandable. Like, I mean, you do what you do, like you're doing it for TV, but still, you know, make a long story short, you know, they're taking money out of people's pockets, you know, taking food out of kids' mouths and shit like that. Like,
really, they took away my daughter's Christmas presents.
Oh,
I
man.
I had to fucking pay a ticket, goddammit.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you have an easy job, you know, like, various shop rates out here. Oh, by big shout out to Guest 294. But ShopRite's out here, like they don't do nothing but, you know, they're supposed to patrol the area, but instead they're sitting in their fat ass cars and just sitting there doing nothing, like, you know. Not even walking in, they just stand inside the parking lot. It's just funny. Nevertheless, Cooper, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All
right. Matrix for a minute.
The Matrix. Who are you doing?
That is funny. She's supposed to see the whole time. Call me, okay? Call me.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I can't blame her, though.
Yeah, she takes after you, you know?
Yeah, she does. She definitely has a smart mouth like me, too.
Does she have that head like you?
Yeah, she got my forehead.
A big old jungle gym head.
Listen, I don't have a big head. I got a big forehead. That's so good. Like my brother. My brother got a... You ever seen that movie, I think it's all about the Benjamins?
Uh-huh.
With Mike Epps, he's like, you don't got a forehead, you got a five head. yeah, well.
It's more like you got a 10 head.
Listen, I wouldn't talk with your dome piece.
Dome piece. Old piece giddy in the face ass, nigga.
Oh,
man.
Little Kim in the face ass, nigga.
Oh, man, I want to call SD so bad, man, just to get him on here. But then again, you know, I don't know. Yeah, it gets a little outrageous. He's quiet boy.
Mm.
But, you know, I love them guys, man. You know, that's his fam right there. Yeah, but news. What's going on in the world? Oh! This might be the big kicker. I think everybody needs to listen to this. Everyone come close to the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to blow it up, but never mind. You know, apparently, Cuba has someone in her presence that, you know, if she were to find out, you know, she would have... She would actually, you know, hate her mother or hate me for saying it. So I won't be speaking the truth today. Yeah, I know. Everyone's out there, you know, a little angry and not, you know, anxious because, you know, you want to hear what I got to say. But I got to do it when kids aren't around.
Yeah. It's your best bet.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's your best bet. I think I got, like, maybe a couple more months of that left. At least let it last.
Yeah.
I mean, she's already iffy about it. And, you know... So.
Well, where they're at, do they have a...
No.
Yeah.
And my mom thought they do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Even though she knows he's too fat.
Yeah, exactly.
Eating too many donuts and...
He uses some of that moon sand to ease his way down the chimney. Hey, what's your...
Oh, man.
What?
Yeah, well, my daughter's giving you dirty looks right now.
Oh, really?
Cracking on her moon fan.
You know, I never heard of moon sand. Like, is there anything you can put? I know it's our show, but is there anything you can put a little cubanita on real quick?
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask her what did Santa Claus get her for Christmas.
All right, come here, mommy. Hey, mom, you still believe in Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Question: have you ever seen Santa Claus?
No, but I know he ate all my cookies.
Have you checked your mother's stomach lately? hey, so, he ate all your cookies?
Yeah, the ones in the oven, he took them out and he ate them all.
Uh-huh.
And when I woke up, I ran to the oven and it was blank.
It was blank? Did you leave any milk out, any orange juice or anything?
Well, I left a glass of milk in the refrigerator. He opened the refrigerator and took the glass of milk, and he took the glass, too.
He took the glass?
Yeah, that's because he find it.
How greedy is that? That's enough. You got cookies from, like, every house in the world, in the universe. You got all the milk, water, you know, orange juice, whatever. But you have to take the damn glass? Are you serious? Like, come on, Doug.
Because we couldn't find the glass. We looked in the garbage, in the toilet, everywhere, and we couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
So we blamed it on Santa Claus, because Santa Claus took it.
Well, wouldn't that make Santa Claus naughty?
Wouldn't that mean that Santa Claus
was
stealing?
Exactly.
Santa Claus is not good! I thought he gives presents to everybody.
Yeah, but he still stole your
cookies.
Yeah. I mean, if I was to go rob a bank, little Cubanita, and give the money to the poor, I would still be considered bad. Wait, did that make any sense? I don't think that made any sense. You know.
Well, if you give the money to the poor and you were rich, you wouldn't want to do that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you're right. As soon as I get money, I'm out of here. I'm leaving everybody. Cuba, 6'4", everybody. I'm out of here.
Oh. Are you leaving us?
Damn right. Nah, I wouldn't do that. All right, so what did Santa Claus get you for Christmas?
He gave you PSP.
Well, before you finish, you know, I never believed in Santa Claus. I never did.
Did you get a big pack of chocolate?
A big pack of what?
If you don't believe in Santa Claus and you've been bad, you get a big bag of black things that that's when you go to the beach and you cook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you get
a big pack of
that. Charcoal.
Yeah, you get a big pack of that.
Well, no, I didn't get that, but what I did see when I opened some gifts, it was big and black, but it wasn't coal. It was actually reindeer turds. So I think a couple of reindeers, I don't even think they pooped in one of my boxes. So maybe that's what my present was.
Are you sure that wasn't Santa Claus that did it?
Yeah, because he's fat, right?
Yeah, then he needs to go to the bathroom.
Well, how does Santa Claus... he's so fat. How does he ride through the air with all those presents? And he's fat. How does it hold him up?
Because you know the things that hold the sled?
Yeah.
He puts them under there and puts his big butt on the seat and
uh-huh.
And he flies. And I don't know how he flies.
Oh, you know a lot. Okay. Let's go deeper. Why do the reindeers have to be strapped up like a bunch of slaves?
Because they don't go running off. I don't know where.
You know, I'm not liking this. You have every, you have a question, you have an answer for every question I'm giving you. Why is the sky blue?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, what did you get for Christmas?
I got a PSP. I got brats. I got moon sand.
Oh, whoa! Pause. Yeah, there you go. Explain.
Which is sand and to me.
Is what?
It's like this sand that never dries out. If you leave it out, it never dries.
Uh huh.
And you can make stuff with it. And it never, when you put it in water, it doesn't get, wet. It doesn't get wet.
Uh-huh.
And I got, all the other stuff were, makeup. All the other stuff were makeup.
Everything else was makeup?
Yeah.
Why did you want makeup?
Because I'm a girl.
Oh, well, makeup's for pansy girls. Oh, pansy all right. I'm sorry, I get like that, you know, because, you know. Since I don't believe in Santa. But.
If you don't.
Whoa, what? That probably explains why I don't ever get gifts.
If
you have to have faith, I don't believe in the tooth fairy, and I have all baby teeth in my mouth right now. That's my punishment, so, you know.
If you have baby teeth now, then that means that you would be still a little kid.
I am a little kid.
Like, 20-something years old. Come on.
Come on, grow up.
13... 19 is a teenager, and
mm-hmm.
20 is a grown-up already.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, 20-something has to be a grown-up.
Uh-huh.
So, you're a grown-up.
All right, so... mm-hmm. So, let's... All right, so you got moon sand. So, moon sand is from the moon. Sand from the moon. See, I've never... Oh. Your mother was talking about a doll that pees. Who has that? Hello? Anybody there?
Yeah, I have a doll that drinks the water and then pees it out.
So now, is it like regular human beings and it drinks water, chills for a little bit, and then just pees out of nowhere? Or does it, once you drink, oh, I drank water, I have to pee now. And it just comes out?
No. It waits 2 hours and then it pees.
Oh, it waits 2 hours? It doesn't pee right instantly? Like as if the hole in the mouth and at the bottom, it's like just goes in the mouth and out as you're pouring it in the mouth?
It goes in the mouth and then it waits for a little while and then it goes all the way down.
Oh, okay. And do they have diapers for this baby?
Yes, I wished for more diapers, and I got more diapers. Finally.
It's amazing. That's the wave of the future. Because, I mean, I remember when we were young, I mean, don't call me a gaff or anything, but I remember the little baby dolls that had the bottle with the milk and orange juice in it, and once you turn it upside down, it bubbles up and then goes down as if it's drinking. How's that possible when there's no hole in the top of the bottom? The bottle, but whatever. It all goes into the cap, so I mean that's pretty amazing. But hey, that's the wave of the future. They got Transformers. They got Transformer helmets that you can put on and act like Optimus Prime. I mean, I guess.
Really cool. That I wanted to get, but my little girl, and I was like, oh, we're gonna get the car. We're gonna get them. You ever had those the laser tag and some little thing in the chest?
Oh yeah. But the laser tag is like you can only get from,
50 feet.
Yeah. you can only get, like, say you're in a room with each other. As soon as you leave the room, you don't reach her no more. She's like them cheap walkie-talkies. Like, you'll be outside, and at the end of the drive-thru, you know, I'm over getting punched in the head. By the end of the drive-thru, you don't hear anybody anymore. Like, you know, you're come in over. You got to be literally face-to-face to get any type of reception. Like, what's going on? It makes no sense, you know? I got this elf over my house, you know, beating me up, you know, because I didn't believe in Santa Claus this year. So, you know, now, you know, it's a little elf just kicking me in my shins. Hey, listen, y'all. Yeah? Like a little green goblin. Oh, man. All right, so what did your little sister get for Christmas?
She got a little computer. And all the rest of the door.
She got what?
She got a meat frog, but they call her PSP so she won't cry.
Huh.
So they call her PSP. And PSP stands for PlayStation Portable.
Oh, really?
And
I thought it stand for please sit, please. Okay, that was a poor joke.
Why would that stand for please sit, please?
I can't think of anything cleaner to say, so that's why I put that. Oh, man.
I had a question to ask you.
What's up?
Have you ever been somewhere that you had so much pain? That you had so much fun that you peed in your pants?
No, but I did number two in my pants. Every time I get on my radio show, I do number two. I shart. You know what that is? That's a combination of a fart and doo-dooing.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, okay. You just wanted me to say it.
Yes.
Oh, man. And what did Mommy get for Christmas?
Nothing. Santa Claus didn't bring her nothing.
Now, why is it that Santa Claus never buys adults anything?
Because Santa Claus wants the adults to participate with him to say that Santa Claus is real and to participate in helping Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
For the all kids in the world to think that Santa Claus is real.
So wait a minute. Are you saying that Santa Claus isn't real?
He's real. He's real, but there's no such thing as magic in the world. So by that, he's not real.
But what about the moon sand? Didn't he get down in chimney with the moon sand?
Moon sand is not magic. It's just an ordinary sand, but that's how God made it.
Okay.
So God made up with the new thing, which is moon sand.
Uh-huh.
And it was so quick, it just fell from the sun. So, and some little kid got it, and he told... The Toys R Us, and then the Toys R Us put him on the commercial, and he said moon sand. And that's how, and they made more, by copying the real one, and then they made them. And that lucky kid was sure lucky to have that first moon sand.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, we're experiencing technical difficulties. Everyone, hold on. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to play a song, Cameron Dipstick Forever. Keep logging the technical difficulty, where we'll be interviewing Little La Cuba.
Let's do it.
Huh.
Forever. Jim Jones. Killer. Freaky.
How long we going to have this shit on lock, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give me the right track on you.
Listen, I've been copping them pieces. Maybe that's part of the reason. Feel like a boxer, bobbing and weaving, but I'm getting hay. She bobbing and weaving. I'm grabbing her neck to stop her from breathing. I'm a wild out till I part with my breathing. Till I'm sparked up and leaking. Part of the semen. I need something pure, like from the Garden of Eden. Wouldn't mind making her a part of my achievement. Cause when music discouraged my pride, Zeke, the only one with courage to ride. The ride so dirty inside. Seem like we are playing in mud. Hazing it up, grams gazing the snub. Cool ill, a check for 2 mil. And a cheap case, D-face, blue steel, true steel. I got stories that my soul can sing. Flip water like cold in spring. And I'ma hold them things. That's right, y'all. Diplomats, y'all. We here. That's forever, man. Look, my fella said you been copping a lot. Latest caper, propellers on top of the drop. But fuck it, whoever thought I would rock it to rock. Top of top, on top of the top. But yo, nothing's definite. I chop up the rocks and I stop up the drop. Block a block of the block. Hello mate, yellow tape, helicopter your spot. What you wanted is not what you got. And I pop up them cops, cause dog, it ain't about Cam. I got a son, homeboy, it's about Cam. It's about being bouted, if not your ass backwards. My mathematics, cause cash matters. Little niggas need to sit up and breathe. If the town too hot, get up and leave. Niggas always got a trick up the sleeve. Nigga like me, I always got a brick up my sleeve. And that's for ever.
Killer
Jim Jones.
Shit, I was 2 blocks from copping dust. I used to hop the bus. Now look, dog, ain't nobody hot as us. Girls, they gotta rush. Shit, they gotta blush. Wanna go in the mall just to shout with us. So how they piss a bitch, how they ran them out. Fuck Killer Cam, they in love with Cameron Jazz. Damn, I gotta smile. 100 grand, I demand it. God damn it, the boy done it, child.
And that's forever, man. Ever, man. You hear it? We here. I love y'all, man. It's nothing, boy. Dash, Hopper, Young Dibble. What's really good? I'll let your boy. I'm gonna have this shit on lock, man. Kanye, Harlem, Chicago. Columbus, holla. Chicago, you have your own Kanye's West on the track, holla. You know the fuck I am, killer. We just want you to know Diplomats is here. We ain't going nowhere. Holla at the boy, boy. Let's ride out, man.
Oh yeah, we're back in full effect, TD show. Oh man. You know, as far as Cuba, I think this, yeah, it's good shows, but this is a great show. For Saturday?
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I'm really loving this show.
Yeah?
Your daughter's hilarious. Oh man, she's hilarious. We have to get to the interview real quick. So if you don't mind.
Yes, I do mind. No, I'm just kidding. Hold on.
Is this Little La Cubanita?
Yes.
All right. So, Santa Claus. Now.
Forget. Last Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay. Half Cuban. Half Cubana. half Boricua?
Yes.
All right, now, here goes a little bit. So this is Bill. How old are you?
8.
You're 8 years old.
And my birthday's on December 8th.
December 8th.
And I'm 8.
Oh! Hold on, people. Retarded brother. My mom was telling about my retarded brother. He has no nose. Alright, so you say you don't believe in alright, so you're 8 years old, right?
I believe in Santa Claus.
Oh, so you do believe?
Yes.
Yeah. You said there's no such thing as magic.
That magic has nothing to do with a person.
Oh, okay. So who do you feel as though is getting all these gifts for free?
Might be Santa Claus or his elf. When Santa Claus is sick, the elves are the ones who probably stole the bag.
You know, I'm not going to break your spirit. Oh, yeah, you're so deep. So, what do you want next year?
I want a laptop.
Now, if Santa Claus doesn't get you that laptop, what does that mean?
If Santa Claus doesn't get me the laptop, then... If Santa Claus does not get me the laptop... Then I will not appreciate Santa Claus. Because I would straight A's for my laptop. That is not fair.
Alright, no doubt.
Ask you a simple question.
Alright, go ahead.
Have you ever been embarrassed?
Yeah. Let's see. When I was using the bathroom, I was half asleep, and I thought I was using toilet paper, but I was actually using my t-shirt.
Aren't you not allowed to say that on the radio?
Oh, I'm sorry, baby girl, but this is actually unedited.
I haven't embarrassed you in a minute, but when I went inside the water, and when I came back, my skirt was on backwards.
Well, I have another embarrassing moment. I was actually using the bathroom, and I was like, I really wanted to be with this. This is my job when I worked at KFC. I wanted to be with this girl so bad, so I went to use the bathroom, and I had to do number two. But
number two is not a very good choice for the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, it's not, especially in a public restaurant. But,
because, the toilet's not happy with number two.
Oh, yeah?
Quite, but the toilet can take it.
Oh, it better take it. Well, I'm doing my thing, and then when I get up to go, not noticing, I have toilet paper on both of my shoes and in, like, the outside of my pants. So I'm walking around with toilet paper all over the place, and people are laughing. I'm talking to this girl, like, hey, what's up? I didn't even get at you. And she's like, you're disgusting. I say, why? She goes, yeah, toilet paper on underneath your shoes and hanging out your pants. That was very embarrassing. I wanted to jump in front of the next moving truck and kill myself, but I know I'll always be on the show one day, so I said, you know, forget it. Why not?
That's a really crazy story.
Did you know your mom is half Mexican? Yeah, I
hate that. Mexicanos.
Oh, wow.
My daughter.
Oh, Lord.
You know, once this Mexican was moving, right? So then I just walked by. So then, like, he's like, vete de aquí, niña. So then that would mean get out of here. And I just stood there staring at him, like, what is he going to do to me?
Mm-hmm. What did he do?
Nothing. What is he going to do about it? Nothing.
Surprising you, refry beans.
Refried
beans.
Because if he did do something about it, then I would sue him for all his money.
Oh, yeah?
If he had no money, then I would just punch him in the face. Hey, give me your wallet.
You know,
Puerto Rican, give me your wallet.
Give me your wallet, because I have a razor blade underneath my tongue. You know what? Gift-wise,
this girl, right, she kept on staring at me. So then I'm like, what are you looking at? So then she's like, I'll give you $5 if you don't hurt me. So I said, give me $5, I won't hurt you. So I got the $5, and I still hurt her. But at least I got the $5.
Oh, wow. She's, you know what? She's a hustler and a bully at 8 years old. So you figure, by the eighth grade, she's going to be hustling people out of their reduced cards and their free cards, their free lunch cards.
And I'm not scared of someone that's older than me.
You shouldn't be. A lot of people say, oh, whoa.
There's this kid that kept on bothering me, so I just punched him in the face and said, give me your wallet. And he gave me all his money.
Oh, my Lord, what is your mother teaching you?
He didn't give me his wallet. He only gave me all his money.
Oh, that's the Puerto Rican side? So what's the Cuban side? Oh, wow. Yeah, like yourself, like, you know, books and all.
I gotta tell all the kids to be careful and to not go outside by themselves. Because one day, with me...
Oh, Daddy, believe that.
Well, all the parents tell your kids that when they go outside, they actually should go with you because... Once me and my friend Brianna, we have the same name, but it's spelled different. She has two N's, I have one N. And she had the Heelys, and we were just rolling around. And then suddenly, this guy comes, and we got so scared, we just ran back inside. And that guy was actually really drunk, because he was actually coming up. So we got so scared that we just ran in the house. We didn't do anything about our bikes, our scooters, or anything. Our body just ran in.
Your body ran in. I'm trying to see where that makes sense, but for some reason I can't.
Including my clothes.
All right, what about you? Well, I guess your head is part of your body. All right, well, look, we're going to play a song, and then we're going to bring grown Cuba back in the building. Hey, young Cuba, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being on the TD show, and where your voice can be heard and you can air out your problems. You want to give a shout out to anybody?
I want to shout out to my mom's friend Melissa, and I hope she comes down here to see us.
Ain't that cute? Anybody else?
Hmm?
Anybody else? Any other shout outs to anybody?
Well, to my dad, if he's listening to this.
What up, Dad? Anything else?
No.
What about Santa Claus?
Santa Claus is losing weight.
Oh, you're not getting no gifts next year. Yo, this is Lumi D and Busta Rhymes and Fabulous. I'll never leave. Going out to La Cubanita, La Cubanita Jr. I got the stuttering problem. Keep it locked. TV show.
Check school, but it's like it's gonna be another one of them hot summers. Yeah, bust the bus down. Here we go. Slim Mo, Lumi D. Hey, yo, y'all know why she going right? Check it.
Yo, got a hotter hold on my coat, book a blinder, mama. Got a lot of. With you and I love it, but Santa Mama always love to get with you. Ever needed me, Mama holla. How you check me? Give me the Uchi Walla Walla. Swallow a couple shots of the yak and make a dollar. Little Mama in the crib with a focus to be a scholar. Type of the devil of a shorties might need to follow. Not a ticket, a bug, and come with a little shop of horror. Take you to the Caribbean, down to Caravana. Sell a Mediterranean and enjoy the water.
Talk.
The road is rocky, you're keeping me shocky. Take a care.
Now it is. What
right when you check on your poppy. Well, you're right, baby. Hug me with all your mind and put it on again because you know that it's so. Tonight. Break up the makeup, you know we'll be going to fight it. If we ride it together, let's do it then.
Never, ever wanna let you go. Tell me what you're feeling, cause I wanna know. If you're around, you know I'm down. I'll be that girl, keep you on ground. Only here, just because. Feel good, stay in us.
Yeah.
Keep you right.
See, this is why I don't like to download songs from, are we even on the air? Let's see. Let me hear my voice. Let me hear my sexy ass voice. Pause.
Gas.
Gas.
See, this is why. Right,
there we go. This is why I don't like to download songs from the internet. Because it's sitting like this. Like, I'm thinking that at the Fabulous Talks, they played the music, it died down. But it didn't die down. because it was a piece of shit MP3. Nevertheless, you're now tuned in. Technical difficulties. Hit us up on the jam lines. Shout outs, dedications, and requests until the 7 o'clock hour. 347-215-8388. I mean, it's JJ and La Cubanita, the adult in the building. It's about to get real nasty.
Ooh, bring it, bring it.
Yeah, that's all I got to say. You was tuned in to Cuba Jr., and she's hilarious. She's funny. I see where she gets it from. She definitely gets it from her mom, her du madre. Her madre. Ah, man. So what else is going on in the world, Cuba?
I don't know. You heard about Britney Spears' sister being pregnant at the age of 15?
Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting.
What's going on with that? Like, I don't understand that. Like, first, it's not cool to do it. You know, first of all, why would you get a 15-year? How old is the husband?
I have no idea. I think he's, like, an adult, though. But see, I want to say one thing. Let me tell you something. My daughter was to get pregnant at the age of 15, and I have the say in that. She does not have a say because she's not 18. Therefore,
exactly.
She will be making a visit to the abortion clinic, and I will be going with her.
Exactly.
Because that's a baby having a baby.
Exactly.
But see, I think on top of that, I think it's poor judgment of the parents. See, a lot of parents, and I don't know, I look at it this way. When I was growing up, my parents were never the type to be like, oh, you can't hang out with boys, you can't. Majority of my family were boys. And they came to the house, and they showed me how to hang out with boys. If it wasn't that, I was kind of, me and one of my best friends, we were kind of like tomboys because we were always around boys. But see, now I thank my mom because I see the other half, like the ones that weren't allowed to hang out with boys, and, oh, you can't hang out with boys, and boys can't call your house. Those are the same chicks that don't know how to act around boys. So immediately when they're around boys, their legs go right open. Why? Because they don't know how to act. They were prohibited from being with boys, from hanging out with boys. So they can't be just one of the fellas, as to my mother raised me to be just one of the fellas. Therefore, my cousins and my brothers, you know, they would tell me. And I'd hear them. Oh, I bagged this chick. Yeah, I left her. And, you know, I did this to this chick and talk shit on her. And I don't want to be one of those chicks. So, therefore, I knew how to act around them.
Yeah. Not too loud?
Nah.
I can hear you. Yeah, you're not SD, because SD, you know, I'd have to turn it down. Because he'd be, yo, you know what I'm saying? Yo, SD. Yo, man, what up, man? Yo, SD. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, so, you know what I mean? I'm in the matrix right now. Yo, speak up. I'm here, son. But,
Hey, somebody call.
Hold on. My mom's even a smart ass.
You
call me Tar?
She calling you Tom from MySpace. You Tom from MySpace.
No, she called me Tar. T-A-R.
Oh, Tar?
Like Black Tar. 7 o'clock. Yeah. Mom's a smart ass. Yeah, you're actually doing the show Tar. Turn the heat on Tar. Yeah, I got a Tar for you. Yeah, man, so what was you talking about? Oh, yeah. That's why. That's the way you raise your kids. It truly is. Hey, if you raise your kids, I've seen little girls out there that wear the skimpiest shit. Like, you will look at them and be like, yo, why do you have that on? Hold on.
I don't even think it's what you wear. I think it's how you present yourself.
Like, the way I feel is, though, is that girls will wear shit that grown-ass adults will wear. Like, you're seeing with the short skirts on and all that. And I'm looking at them like, are you fucking serious? Are you kidding me? Like, why does this little girl have on this outfit that my girl has. Like, there's too many pedophiles out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what I see is, if I have a daughter, you're not dressing like that until you have the legal right to move out my house. Move out at 18, get you together. When you turn 18, leave. That's anywhere you want. You know, I do not want to walk out and my daughter be considered neighborhood whore.
Why, just because by the way she's dressed?
Oh.
Because it goes by how you present yourself.
Well, yeah, because you present yourself like a slut. And like, for instance, Puerto Rican Day Parade. All the women say, oh, just because the girl was dressed the way she was doesn't mean that, you know, she's white. You dress like a slut don't mean you have to be treated like a slut. You know what I mean? But it's the way you carry yourself. This chick walks in the middle of, she sees a bunch of guys, wants to be a smart ass. Oh, I'm going to walk through this crowd of hungry guys, thirsty guys, and I'm not going to get touched. Because they know if they touch me, then they can get locked up or whatever. You walk through a crowd knowing what you got on, you know what you're doing. So you ended up getting raped. By all means, it shouldn't happen. Just because you wear that, she should be able to walk through a crowd and that's it.
Yeah, but in the society we live in, it's not happening. So
exactly.
She should have been smart enough to know that.
Exactly. You're the first female to actually say, oh, you're worried, but she should be smart enough. Every female that I hit that off with, that still doesn't give them a right. You're right, it doesn't give them a right, but she has a head. She has a brain. You already know what guys are like. Why would you walk through that crowd? It makes no sense. Like, yeah, I mean, if you, it's like if you open a door and a punching bag comes out and punches you in the face, and you keep opening that same door, you're going to put yourself in a coma because you're not using your head. So, you know, with that, it's like the way girls dress, I know how I like girls to dress, you know, tight jeans, especially if they have a fat ass, you know. So that's not dressing like a smut, but that's, like, for instance, me, my woman, I like her to have some nice, tight, low-cut jeans, especially if she has an ass, let her ass stick out, you know, breast stick out. But I'm liking that, you know what I mean? But for my daughter to wear that, because it's not necessarily her being a slut, but it's her showing her body parts. And if my daughter, like, if I have sex with a Spanish woman, I'm black, she's Spanish. She's going to have some Spanish features. She's probably going to have a big-ass butt. I mean, and I'm already going to, at the age 5, yeah, I mean, I'm already going to have to put loose clothes on her. She's going to wear baggy pants for the rest of her life. Turn her into a tomboy. But it's just, it's amazing.
Now, would you be upset? Because let me tell you something. This happened to a friend of mine. She had the same concept. And she said, I'm going to dress my daughter like this, and I'm not going to let her dress like this, and didn't buy her any skirts. Now, don't get me wrong. My daughters love the little mini skirts and all that. I buy tights to go under them and all that stuff. But she used to dress her daughter and only buy her pants and try to turn her into tomboy. She's a lesbian now.
Mm.
How would you feel about that? And now she's kicking herself in the ass thinking, I think I fucked up. I think it's my fault. Because she man-bashed men so bad, and men are bad for you, and men is this, and men is that, and blah, 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 blah. And then now, you know, after dressing the way she does and keeping her away from all that, all of a sudden, now she's a lesbian.
Whoa.
And mind you, she had a boyfriend.
I'll tell you right now, if my daughter came out to be a lesbian, she'd be the butch of the relationship.
I think it's hot. I'm in this room, and I think it's hot. My ass is burning.
That's a lot of ass.
That would definitely be it then.
Well, what happened?
I was sitting on the heater.
Oh, wow.
I'm wondering, why is it so hot? It's getting hotter and hotter. And I'm like, yo, I'm not feeling too good. It's getting hot in here. My ass is burning.
Maybe you had some. You had the hot sauce sharks.
No. I think it's all how you conduct yourself, like I said. My parents never shied me away from boys or anything like that. Oh, you can't hang out with boys. No, I used to hang out with all boys. As a matter of fact, my house is always full of boys.
Yeah.
I have two older brothers, so.
See, you got to watch out for that, but it's like, I don't know. It's kind of like, all right, look. I let her do a thing, but to a certain extent.
And like, you got to give them freedom. You have to.
Makeup and the jeans, that's what, you know what? Single parents, I was raised as a single, like, you know, my mom's wasn't, you know, I wasn't really raised by my, I was raised majority of my life by my mom. So since I was raised by my mom majority of the lifetime, you know, since I was raised by my mom's, I grew up on a good basis. I ain't need, you know, really my father. You know what I mean? But what I'm trying to say is that when it comes to, because I want daughters, actually. I want daughters.
Oh, yeah, you want daughters?
I really do, because I want to, like, give my daughters away when they get married. Like,
really?
Yeah, that would be the best thing ever. I'll just walk up to the aisle, like, dog, if you fuck up, that's your ass. If my daughter calls for anything, I'm cutting your nuts off. But, I want to give my daughters away. Don't get it twisted, I want a son, too. So he can, you know, try to holler at his older sister's friends. You know, see, that's hot. I didn't have it like that. I have a younger sister. I wish that I had an older sister. Hey, step on the plug. Thank you. So, so, you know, pretty much it's just, so, you know, it's just amazing. But, like I said, I would try to be with my family 15 minutes.
Yo, I love your mom, bro. You gotta give a shout out to your mom. My son has some love.
Shout out to my mom's. Oh, great. Hey, great, thanks. I love when people knock the cable modem out. That's always good. Oh, man. Pretty much what I'm trying to say is that, you know, it's just that it really takes two. It takes the father and it takes the mother. Because the mother actually can help the daughter on, like, you know, what to wear, what not to wear.
You know, I have to disagree with you on that.
Really? What's up?
Because I have a brother-in-law who basically is raising his two kids. One of them, yes, is a male, and the other one's a female.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother got up and left because she couldn't take it that he was with another woman. So she decided, all right, you know, I'm out. And she wound up losing her kids. He wound up fighting for custody, wound up getting, and he raised her very well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's 14 now. Granted, she's dying to have a MySpace. She's not allowed to have a MySpace. I give him respect for that. You know, my face is a lot of stuff out there, and he's not home all the time to watch him on me.
Got a question. Does he have a MySpace?
The father?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. That is so not fair.
and the brother, too. But then again, the brother's 18. He's the father. He doesn't want his daughter hooking up, and they live in the Bronx. So it's very easy.
She's going to hide it. Because she can always go to her friend's house and make a MySpace page.
Yeah, but it's eventually going to get around. Like, he checks everything. He checks her email. he has, he's allowed to have an email, he's allowed to have everything as long as he has a password to everything.
He's on her too hard. Like, I can never be in my door too hard, but then again, I don't want her walking around and they like, oh yeah, what's up, Ma? You know what I mean? You coming over tonight? Like, nah, I go for it. I'll be in jail.
Well, that's why he's the way he is with her. I mean, he gives her leeway. He lets her go, like, he'll take her to the movies and he'll be like, you know, you can go with your friends to the movies. I'll drop you off. I'll pick you up. So let her stay in the movies by herself.
Uh-huh.
And then pick her up. She has to be at that whatever meeting point they have or whatnot. But, I mean, in a certain way, living in the Bronx, I mean, yes. Them. My daughter's saying who they are. Her cousins. And but in that way, I kind of respect it because I see little girls. Now I'm going to give you another example. I know another little girl. She's 14 years old. She has a MySpace. All of a sudden, now she got a boyfriend. Those pictures of her and her boyfriend kissing are all over that MySpace now. I was to look at this little girl, and I'm like, hold up. Now she has a thing where she's married. And her, she has, you know, things of her and her boyfriend. Oh, 7/27/07, we make 5 months and this and that, and I love my boo, and I love my baby, and I love my husband. And all this. Hold on. You're 14 years old. What do you know about marriage? You don't know squat about marriage. You don't know nothing about holding down a household. You don't even clean your ass right. So on that note, and she's already effing. Go. Now. So on that note, I think, you know, it's good because she doesn't know what MySpace is about. She met the guy on MySpace. Now all of a sudden, the guy lived around the neighborhood. Now they're seeing each other. And now she's effing. There's no need for a 14-year-old to be effing around.
Well, that's why it's bad news when you have people like Britney Spears. That's why it's like you have people like Britney Spears, Britney Spears' sister, you know, walking around, you know, getting pregnant and putting
exactly.
And it's like they're like, you know, they think it's fun and games. Oh, but we have money.
Naya, go over there.
We have money and all that, you know, so. I heard that door slam. I heard pop pow. Who was that?
Yeah, my daughter. She doesn't want to be in the mix right now. But I don't know. I think that you got to be leeway to a certain point. See me? I don't mind having them. Their friends.
Good ass Pepsi. Uh huh.
I don't mind telling them. Bless you.
Oh yeah, summer mix. All right, go ahead.
I don't mind having my daughter say, like my daughter now. She says she has a boyfriend. I went into her book bag. She was in first grade last year, and I went into her book bag, and I see little notes. You have beautiful hair. Your hair smells nice.
Oh, pause that.
Yeah, you have beautiful hair. Oh, I love your skirt. You look pretty. Your hair looks pretty today. You should leave your hair loose.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. And then
how does he know this at first grade?
Well, he says her hair smells nice and her hair
okay,
looks
okay, you know what? And that's when you go in like looking like this. You just choke the living shit out of him.
Well,
like
no.
Fucking little prick.
And I went to the class, parents' night. I met his grandmother. Turns out to be that his father was my first boyfriend. The first boyfriend.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And it's funny, he's a really good friend of mine, too. He was the one, actually, I'll never forget, he showed me how to kiss, you know, my first tongue kiss.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, you put your tongue in my mouth. He was like, yeah, that's a kiss.
He taught you how to kiss?
He taught me how to kiss.
Hmm.
But anyway, that was a long time ago.
Was he a stick?
Yeah, he was a stick.
You never dealt with a nigga?
No.
Just sticks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, around my neighborhood, there really wasn't
no niggas. No negros.
I think we had a couple in, like, my whole school.
No Moyos.
No, not a lot.
No eggplants.
No.
But
anyway, I went in and I, you know, checked the book back in. He truly really thinks that, you know.
No moolies.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
They were, you know, and he'd be like, oh, you know, your daughter's so pretty, and she's so nice, and she's so smart, and they're both in GNT, this program called Gifted and Talented. And
No porch monkeys.
He would buy her stuff.
No porch monkeys.
And he'd buy her chips.
No porch monkeys.
He would buy her
No porch monkeys.
No Alabama porch monkeys. No.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
And he'd buy her stuff, buy her chips, buy her candy, buy her gum. And, you know, he was feeling, they call each other boyfriend and girlfriend. Now, you know what? I like that rock. Ooh, mommy, he gave me a kiss on the cheek.
Mm-mm.
I was like, all right, you know what? Kissing the cheek to us Spanish people is something regular, so I'm going to let it rock. Because if I start scolding her from now, she's not going to tell me when she does things. So, all right. And, for Christmas, he made something for her and stuff out of his class and whatnot. So I think it's actually pretty cute to a certain level. Like, you know what I mean? They don't hold hands. They don't do anything. But, I mean, I think it's all, like I said, it's all how you raise. I mean, now if at this point they're already looking at certain things and they're kissing and doing other things, that's something wrong there. But,
well, I know there's one chick. She, it's her and her sister. This girl is 25, I believe. I'm 27, but she's 26. I think she just turned 26. And her sister is 15. Now, the 26-year-old supposedly is a virgin. And her sister... I'm sorry, folks. Technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be a show without it. What you doing, Jay?
Nothing. I had to, you know, clean my boots. All right. This girl, she, come to find out, her younger sister, which is 15, broke her virginity. Used to ask her about phone sex, what's phone sex. And her older sister was like, why is she asking me these things? So, the younger sister broke her virginity with a gaff.
Mm.
A 15-year-old gaff. Now, apparently, the older sister found out by looking through, like, she lets her use her laptop. So, the younger sister left something on her AOL. And the guy was talking, so the older sister was talking as if that was a younger, you know, as if she was a sister. She scrolled down. This 15-year-old girl had the nerve to be talking about giving head, talking about, you know, doggy style.
Wow.
Talking about, you know what I mean, are you going to eat me out? Like, this is crazy. 15 years old. Come to find out, this guy only had to, or this kid, he's 15, only had sex with her because he wanted to try out women. And she was pretty much a crash dummy. She was a test dummy. He didn't like it or didn't like her. So apparently he doesn't like her. He's a Dominican kid. She's Puerto Rican. He didn't like her, so he's talking about, well, I don't want to be with you no more. I want guys. And he's moving to the Dominican Republic. So with this said and done, and she's like head over heels. So she's like a known bona fide whore at the age of 15 and gave her first up to a gaff. So it's just amazing how the world is. And supposedly her sister never had sex before.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at this day and age, to find a 20-something-year-old virgin is very, very hard.
You said find a what?
A 20-something-year-old virgin is very, very hard.
Oh, yeah. That's why any female that lies to you and says she's a virgin, ladies and gentlemen, ladies, you know, y'all just be doing your thing. Ladies and gentlemen, she's obviously lying to you. And, because there's no such thing as virgins anymore.
At the age of 20-something.
Yeah, not at the age of 20-something.
Already at the age of 18, I mean, not for nothing. I was made fun of when I was in high school because I was the only virgin. And all my friends weren't. We were 15, and all my friends were having sex, and I wasn't.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. I used to get dissed because a guy would date me, and then because I wasn't giving up, he'd dump me. I didn't care, because he still didn't get it, so he couldn't talk shit anyway.
Exactly, so what's the point?
Exactly.
Like, I used to, I was an asshole. I used to let women think that I was feeling them just to get it and then bounce.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck of an individual.
See, that's where my brothers came into big effect, because being that we hung out and held on to them a whole lot, they'd be like, oh, I hear what they talk, and I know what they say, and I know what they want. So, therefore, my cousins and my brothers and all that and their friends would tell me
what
they want.
Whoa. Well, wind that back. What the hell you just said?
I said that I know that that's what most men want, because I used to hang out with them. Because being that I used to hang out with my cousins and my brothers and all that, and I hear them talk about girls. They're like, damn, I don't want to be one of those girls talked about like that. So that's one thing that kind of made me, you know, hold back. Like, fuck that, I'm not going to be one of those girls.
Yeah.
But then again, half the time, it's true, because guys in high school, the minute you break up with them, oh, this girl's a slut, this is a bitch, and spread all your business out there. Happened to plenty. I know a girl that got burnt, and her business got spread all over the fucking school. Mm. You know what I mean? I was known as the conceited one. I was the uptight one. I was the one, oh, they used to, oh, you a little girl, oh, you this, oh, you too conceited, you too this and that. I'm conceited what? Because I ain't going to give it up to you? I ain't going to be that simple?
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. I know that now I felt bad then, but fuck it. It is what it is.
Pretty much. I was looking for this Justin Timberlake thing.
How many more minutes we got? We should be closing up soon, right?
Yeah, we should be wrapping it up in like 4 minutes. Damn, I can't find this song. This song is fucking hilarious. It's a Justin Timberlake, Dick in a Box. Oh, man, this shit is so hilarious. I'm going to have to play it over the ears. Yeah, I'm going to have to play it over the ears, because fucking Blog Talk Radio is fucking up. It's going to sound like shit because it's coming off my cell phone. Oh, fuck, I got the picture. Make sure y'all tune in. You going to do a show tomorrow? Cooper's over here shaking her head. No.
How would you know I'm shaking my head?
Because you got quiet.
Yeah, I'm actually with my kids, and I'm trying to, you know, dedicate a little bit of time to them and try to do things with them. And as is today, we've been preparing for the show from 3, and it's going to be 7. So I think it's a lot of time for them to be just sitting on holding tight.
Yeah. All right, well, I don't know if your kids are in the area, but you might want them to leave for 3 minutes because the song I'm about to put in. Did they leave?
Yeah, they left.
All right, this last song is going right. Well, actually, tomorrow night, we won't be on, but we'll be on Monday from 5, well, actually from 6 to 7 our new time. So keep it locked. Happy New Year to everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. And fuck that fat boy Santa Claus. You fat piece of shit. For all the other kids, whatever. Make sure you hit us up on myspace.com/THE_TD_show. This is Justin Timberlake, Dick in a Box. Hold on.
Lay it on the line. Wow, you know it's Christmas, and my heart is open wide. Gonna give you something so you know what's on my mind. Gotta know you're my shining star. Not gonna get you a house.
Good night, everybody. Peace out.